Today we're going to conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So it says Mishnah Vav, Parak Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Hayoyoshev b'svina o b'karon o b'asta. So again, we're continuing to discuss davening in awkward situations. So we had in Mishnah Dalid, where if a person was in a makam sakana, so he couldn't focus, so he should just daven a tefillah katsara. And then we had a Mishnah Hey, if you're in the middle of riding on a donkey, and it comes time for davening, so what should you do? So now the Mishnah talks about, what if you're on a boat, or you're on a wagon, or you're on an asta is a raft. So you have in a sleep base Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't know which way to face exactly, so you just have in mind that you're toward the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Tosfos Yom Tov, he writes, it doesn't say Yachz your panav, it just says Mechavinas Libo, not to turn your face around to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Tosfos Yom Tov writes, Tafilu Lamoreno Tzaruch. You don't even need to stand up. You just sit there and you daven. That's what the Torah writes in Siman Sadi Dalin, and the Beis Yosef explains, because on a wagon you can't stand, because the wagon is so shaky, you're going to fall over if you stand. And the same is true by a boat. You're not going to be able to stand up. So we're talking about situations where you're going to need to remain seated. So since you're going to need to remain seated, you're allowed to daven from a seated position without facing in any which direction, and just have mechavin libo to the right place. Just have your heart, your mind set to the right place. The Rashi explains also, as mishum biasusa demaya, if you're on a boat, you're afraid of the water. You're afraid of falling in. So that's why the option of facing in that direction, standing up and facing in that direction, is not really an option. The Tosfos Yom Tov just points out a technical detail, that our Mishnah says ba'asda, that an asta is a raft. So he says he thinks it should be, the dalet should be a resh, it should be ba'asra. He says that's what it says in the Rif, a lashon of isur and kishur, a lashon of something being tied down. So a raft is when you have a bunch of pieces of wood, a bunch of logs that are tied together, that are tied to each other. So in that sense, it probably makes more sense etymologically to call it an asra, not an asta. So that's Mishnah Vav. Says Mishnah Zayin now, the last Mishnah in the fourth parak, Rav Lazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein tefilas hamusafin ela bechever ir, that tefilas musaf is only recited bechever ir. What does that mean? So the Bartzura says that means with a chabura, with a tzibur. You don't say tefilas musaf when you daven biyachidus. It's only bechever ir. If you look in the Tosfos Yom Tov, he writes that since Tfilas Musaf doesn't have any tachnunim, there are no requests like we normally have in Shemona Esrei, and we don't say it keneged the Tfilas Tachnunim Shalchal, like we daven Tfilas Yotzer or Tfilas Mincha, so it's enough that the Tzibur should daven it, meaning since it doesn't have any critical requests, nor is it a Tfilah that takes the place of the regular weekday Tfilos on Shabbos, like Shachris of Shabbos also doesn't have any Bakashos, any request, but it takes place of a regular shachris, and the same with Mincha Marav, but Tfilas Musaf is an added tefillah that doesn't have any critical requests, and therefore, it's good enough that the tzibur davens it. It's not necessary, according to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, for each and every yachid to daven Tfilas Musaf. The Chum omrim b'chever yir, v'shalah b'chever yir. And the Chum say, no, Tfilas Musaf can be recited both with a minion and also not with a minion. Rabbi Yudha omer mishmo, kal makom sheish chever yir, hayachid patr mitfilas ha musaf. And Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, so here we have a machlokas, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah says. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, that whenever you have a chever ir, whenever there is a tzibur in that community davening, so then the yachid who's davening b'yachidus does not have to say tfilas musaf. But if there's no chever ir, if there's no minyan, and you're the only show in town who's davening b'yachidus, so then you should recite Tfilas Musaf. So what's the difference between the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah and Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah? It's a yachid who lives in a city where there is no minyan. So according to the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, so you don't say it. It's only for a minyan. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, that yachid is only pater when he's in a place where there is a minyan, because then the shliach tzibur will exempt him. But the yachid is not going to be pater when there's no minyan, because then there's nobody to exempt him. Anyway, says the Rav, says the Bartunur, we paskin like neither version of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. We paskin like the sheet of the Chachamim, where the Chachamim say that bechever ir, v'shalo bechever ir, that if you're davening b'yechidus during Corona or whatever, when someone's sick and someone's not in shul, and you have to daven b'yechidus, so you still daven musaf. We still recite tefillas musaf. We don't do kriyas haTorah b'yechidus. We don't say kaddish b'yechidus. There are other things we don't do b'yechidus. We don't even say the second you compare. was some say not even the first Yom Kippur Korban, but certainly not the second one. There are a lot of things we don't do biyichidos, but when it comes to Tefillas Musaf, we do recite Tefillas Musaf biyichidos. In the Rishon Letzion, on the side of the Achon Baruch Mishnayos, he writes that in the Aruch, he says, Chever Ir means Godol Ha'ir, that everyone, that all the Zakenim turn to. So that's what it means, that Tzibur, he says that it's not about Tzibur, it's about the Gadol Ha'ir, that Tzilas Musaf is only if you're in the location of the Gadol Ha'ir. Then he says, Pirush Acher, Tzibur, Makom Shemechabrin Bo B'nei Ha'ir L'Spalil Bo. That means a Tzibur, where it's a Chibur, meaning where people come together to Daven, which is the Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah, and that's the way we read the Mishnah. So again, to quickly review, Mishnah Vav was about a person who's on a boat or a wagon or a raft, and he's unable to stand up, so he should just focus on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where his tefillah goes through. The tefillah goes through the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then Mishnah Zayin had a three-way machlokas, whether a Yachid davens tefillas musaf. Tanakama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is no, a Yachid does not daven tefillas musaf. The Chum say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. If you're in a community that has a minyan, then you don't daven, then a Yachid does not. If you're in a community that does not have a minyan, then a Yachid does daven tefillas musaf. And that concludes the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Brachos.